man.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You know, they live together in a homosexual
relationship, like all
like
Jews.
Like just a homo-friendly relationship.
Homo-friendly.
They're just two gay friends.
Yeah. Man, you know what's the funniest shit in the world? To look at like the Rooms Wanted page for the Los Angeles Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just nothing but predatory gay guys. It's like 100%.
That's
like,
awesome.
What I'm offering is a room to share. We share a bed, share a shower. It doesn't need to be sexual. It can be if you want. Maybe we can suck each other's dicks. But it doesn't. I'm just looking to give somebody a place to stay. You know, and
like, it can be if you want.
Yeah.
Just post on the fucking fuck part of Craigslist.
It's all those thin mustache gays, yeah. Like the older, yeah.
Well, it's anybody on Craigslist is a fucking predator anyways, but
it's true.
Yeah, all those guys are just like, you know, the what they get out of it is the idea of taking advantage of somebody that needs a place
right,
to stay.
Right.
I told you guys when I was looking for that place in D.C., that Michael Jackson cult that I walked in on, that like old gay guy with like the thin mustache and the fedora. I was like talking to my dad, and I was like, "Yeah, I haven't found an apartment yet. I've just been visiting places."
He's like, "I have some friends there. No, you need to meet my Michael Jackson
and
friends."
I'm like, yeah, hang up, and then there's this like old gay dude, and he's like, "Hey, like, we got some apartments for rent in this building. Like, if you want to come check
really?
It out." Yeah, it was like in Logan Circle. Like before, it was nice. And then I like went in the building, and like all the apartments were pretty small. He's like, "Yeah, so we have a community of all Salvadorian immigrants and gay men." And I was like, "Okay, that's chill, I guess." And then, so we're like walking around the building, and he's like, "It's mainly studios." And then he's like, "And at the end of the hall is my apartment." And I went into his apartment.
You just passed by the El Salvadorian immigrants, and I'm like, "Please help us.
Yeah.
Please, señor, help us.
He called me fuck my ass.
He fuck me ass so bad.
He fuck my ass so bad.
He fuck my ass so bad. Mi testicalia es mucho caliente, señor." Yo tengo,
my testicles
yo tengo,
are hot.
H-E-V-E.
Yo tengo H-E-V.
Tengo los AIDS. Yeah. Anyway, so he's like, "Yeah, the end of the hall is my apartment, and I've done it up nice. You want to come see it?" And I'm like, "Okay." And then like I walk in, and it's like the gayest place I've ever been.
Hell,
like
yeah.
All the walls are painted black, and there's just the like Louis the 16th like fucking busts of like you know, like statues and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's these like two muscular like South American Brazilian dudes in their underwear like on the couch, and like they're just waking up. They're like, "Yeah." He's like, "Hey, this is Orlando," and you know, like, and whatever the other guy's name is. He's like, "These are my friends. They're just staying over."
What?
He's like, "Orlando, everyone, this is Florida."
He's like, "Everyone, this is Adam. Like, I just want you to..." He was on the phone outside to his father, and he was so scared, and he was trying to find a place to live.
That's
and I told
hilarious.
Him to come look in the building.
They just thought you were some like Midwestern twink.
They thought they were gonna
thought
fuck,
I was like
a train.
This is Adam. He's looking to get paused up. So let's shut the door. We're gonna have these El Salvadorian
those,
immigrants
by
teach
far,
him how to be a chambermaid.
By far the weirdest part.
Please, señor, call the policía.
Me es Holly
no
Burns.
Me gusta rape.
No,
no me gusta rape.
Por favor. No me gusta rape.
I just want to go back to Home Depot. The Home Depot parking lot. Where I can get drunk and drink Monster Energy all day long. And wear my Affliction shirt. And eat empanadas from the truck.
Anyway, by far the weirdest part of the whole thing, right before I left, I like turned around back towards the door, and then like next to the door he had this shrine set up with like all these pictures of Michael Jackson, like a feather boa, and it was like a shrine set up to Michael Jackson. I was like, it was like right, he hadn't died like I think
oh,
less
really?
Than a year before that.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, "Oh shit," like RIP. And then he's like, "Yeah, actually, I happen to think that Michael is a deity. He's a heavenly creature that was sent here to Earth."
Incredible.
And the thing is, everyone said he did those horrible things, but if you know the truth is he did not actually have any genitalia. And so that's why he's completely innocent, because he was an angel.
Whoa.
And he was all smooth down there. And
he,
I was
really
like,
he really thought he didn't have a dick. That's
yeah,
that
no,
guy's
he
real
didn't
stance.
Think he had a dick or a pussy or
wow. Adam was
an
outside
asshole.
And he was so scared.
He was outside on the
fuck
phone
did
to
you
his
go
dad.
Into that guy's apartment.
I don't know. I was story. Looking for a yeah. fucking apartment, dude.
So how did you get out? You were like, I got.
I was
go.
Like,
all right,
I gotta go. No, he didn't rape me. No, he was
did
just
he
like he was just like a friendly old thin mustache gay guy.
But if you grabbed his cock, you think he would have let you suck it?
Oh, of I course. Think I would have got me Orlando, Florida. All of yeah. I would have been a.
This is Orlando. This
fest.
Is Florida. That's Mickey Mouse. That's Goofy. That's Disney. That's Walt. I'm Cinderella.
Yeah, it's well, it's really that generation.
Let's see if the glass dildo fits in my ass.
Well, it's really like gay people are like accepted now, pretty much, mm-hmm. right in society.
Not in my household.
No, they are. I mean, they're
yeah,
on TV.
Unfortunately,
and,
yes,
like,
they are.
I every day I imagine having a son that comes out to me and I kick him out of the house. I have fantasies about it. Constantly.
But that generation of gay dudes, like the. Weirdos, the John Waters type dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the dudes that like got the shit beat out of them real
oh, yeah,
bad, and were at like Stonewall and like
yeah, good for him for getting sucked off by Orlando.
Cops. Yeah, good for that guy. For
you should have
thinking Michael Jackson was all
actually,
smooth.
It's actually homophobic of you to not have sex with him.
He didn't make a pass at me. He probably thought I was like some young street gay guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had like a backpack on and stuff.
Yeah, you were.
But I was on the phone.
Was trans youth.
I wasn't trans. No, he well, probably thought I was like just a.
He's like, I met Adam outside. He is this dickless little trans girl.
He's all smooth down there.
Please, Mrs. Adam, can you smuggle us out of here in your burlap sack with a dollar sign on it? Could you carry around with you?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't know. I've never really lived anywhere weird. In my life, except my stupid room right now.